Bob Wise is the former governor of West Virginia. He will be in town for a special presentation sponsored by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. The name of the event is Online Learning, The Revolution. There'll be a dinner tonight as well as a reception, and Governor Wise as well as Governor Snyder will take part in that. Governor Wise is the co-chair of the Digital Learning Council with former governor from Florida, Jeb Bush, and he'll discuss how digital technology and online learning can improve educational outcomes and expand opportunities. Governor, how are you?
I'm doing great. And you're right, it's a beautiful day here in Michigan.
Well, thanks for being in our state and spending some time with us. You know, we talk about education on this program quite a bit, Governor, and when we do talk to officials who are involved with public education, there is a fear and there is a negative vibe about online learning, and even more specifically, we have been told by these officials, whether it's the MEA here or the Michigan Association of Federated Teachers, that online learning doesn't work, and teachers will lose their jobs because of this. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think we have to separate a lot of arguments. First of all, online learning is increasingly working, and online learning is not a panacea. It needs good teaching, and remember that you have to have teaching on the wherever that it is emanating from. So, if you may have a student sitting in front of their computer taking a course, but there's a teacher involved in this, whether on the online side or in some cases, if the student is in a school, a traditional brick and mortar school, there's a teacher standing beside that student as well. The second thing is we can't fight the future, and the future is that we have larger numbers of students that require greater and higher level course levels. We also have situations where in Michigan as well as across the country, we can't find the content teachers for all the courses that need to be taught, particularly in science, technology, education, and math. You go to rural areas like where I'm from in West Virginia, and you'll find the difficulty in attracting teachers, in whether it's calculus or Spanish. And so for a host of reasons, online and learning and digital learning, and here's what's important. There's an evolution that's taking place rapidly from simply online learning. That's where a student is sitting at home by themselves, teacher coming from some distant spot, to blended learning. And that's where students are using the best of technology, online learning, but they also may be using software and other means of technology, and they're working in a traditional brick-and-mortar school. And that's where I think 90% of the effective application of technology is taking place, and that's where we have to be positioning ourselves. And incidentally, it doesn't weaken teachers, it strengthens teachers.
Then why do we hear from teachers' unions and the officials of those unions that it doesn't work and that they're not in favor of it?
Honestly, I think that teacher unions are beginning to evaluate what works and what doesn't work. I was very impressed to see that the National Education Association recently released a brief policy statement on what blended learning, that is where you have a combination of online learning and other technology being used in a traditional brick-and-mortar school. And so what you're trying to do there is to get the best of both, quality teaching, but the quality technology. There's another reality, Attorney. We don't have a choice. No one argues, I hope no one argues, that the results we're getting in our nation's schools right now are what we want. We have 25% of our children still dropping out nationwide, 50%, up to 50% in some areas of our country. We have only, of those who do get a college diploma, only 50% of them are college or career ready. And so no one can argue that the system's working as it is now. So what can we do to empower our teachers, give them the tools they need to really be able to teach up to their maximum and beyond? And also, what do we, just like every other major industry in this country, the auto industry included, every major industry in this country has had to come back and say, all right, how do we take advantage of the latest technology to improve what we're doing? And education is the same way. And incidentally, you were very kind and interviewed one of our staff When we had National Digital Learning Day, February the 1st of this year, there were 18,000 teachers that participated in that affirmatively, over 2 million students. And so teachers, union teachers, non-union teachers, teachers every day are demonstrating the power of technology in the classroom to boost student learning.
All right, Governor Wise will be at the Lansing Center tonight. Reception starts at 6. The program starts at 7. It's titled The Online Learning Revolution. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you very much for your interest.